Now we're ready to start.
Speaker A. Getting a puppy could be one of the most rewarding things you ever do, and is an exciting event for an individual or family. But first of all, you should ask yourself, why exactly do you want to get a puppy? Is it the first time you have ever thought about having a dog in your home? A cute little puppy is destined to become a member of your family and is there for the long haul through the good times and the bad times. Speaker B.
A puppy can be a very demanding little creature, and you can't just ignore them when you are busy or feeling tired. As for me, I have to give them all the time in the world, and on top of this, I have to feed them the correct food. I also have to make sure they get enough exercise. A lot of puppies end up in rescue centers because people just do not realize how much time they need to give to their puppies.
Speaker C. Keeping any animal costs money, and this does not just mean the cost of feeding a puppy, because there is so much more involved. You have to think about the expense of buying everything you need for your puppy, including dog bowls, blankets, bedding, toys, leads, microchipping, dog cage for when you take them with you in your car. When you go on holiday, you would need to place your dog in a boarding kennel. Speaker D.
Is your home environment suitable for the puppy you would like to adopt or buy? If you live in a small apartment, then a bigger dog is not an option, and even some smaller dogs, like terriers, would not be very happy cooped up in a small space. Terriers are very active little creatures that need a lot of regular exercise. There are a few breeds of larger dogs that can cope with lying on a couch all day, but this is never a good idea for health.
Speaker F. Having a dog is great, but it means that you can't pick up and leave town at the drop of a hat. I travel frequently, so I think about how I'll make sure my puppy is taken care of while I'm gone. I also consider the option of traveling with my pet. I have a small dog and they can travel in cabin with me when I fly for a fee. It is not cheap, usually it's between $100 and $125. Speaker F.
You won't be happy having a dog if you're allergic. Although there is no such thing as a truly hypoallergenic dog, there are some breeds that are less allergy-causing than others, such as poodles. But there are different aspects of dogs that can cause allergies. The best thing to do is to spend some time with dogs of the breed or mix you're considering and see how it goes. If you're thinking about getting a Labrador, for example, ask to borrow a friend's Labrador for an afternoon.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A. Getting a puppy could be one of the most rewarding things you ever do, and is an exciting event for an individual or family. But first of all, you should ask yourself, why exactly do you want to get a puppy? Is it the first time you have ever thought about having a dog in your home? A cute little puppy is destined to become a member of your family, and is there for the long haul through the good times and the bad times. Speaker B.
A puppy can be a very demanding little creature, and you can't just ignore them when you are busy or feeling tired. As for me, I have to give them all the time in the world, and on top of this, I have to feed them the correct food. I also have to make sure they get enough exercise. A lot of puppies end up in rescue centers because people just do not realize how much time they need to give to their puppies.
Speaker C. Keeping any animal costs money. And this does not just mean the cost of feeding a puppy, because there is so much more involved. You have to think about the expense of buying everything you need for your puppy, including dog bowls, blankets, bedding, toys, leads, microchipping, dog cage for when you take them with you in your car. When you go on holiday, you would need to place your dog in a boarding kennel. Speaker D.
Is your home environment suitable for the puppy you would like to adopt or buy? If you live in a small apartment, then a bigger dog is not an option, and even some smaller dogs, like terriers, would not be very happy cooped up in a small space. Terriers are very active little creatures that need a lot of regular exercise. There are a few breeds of larger dogs that can cope with lying on a couch all day, but this is never a good idea for health.
Speaker F. Having a dog is great, but it means that you can't pick up and leave town at the drop of a hat. I travel frequently, so I think about how I'll make sure my puppy is taken care of while I'm gone. I also consider the option of traveling with my pet. I have a small dog and they can travel in cabin with me when I fly for a fee. It is not cheap, usually it's between $100 and $125. Speaker F.
You won't be happy having a dog if you're allergic. Although there is no such thing as a truly hypoallergenic dog, there are some breeds that are less allergy-causing than others, such as poodles. But there are different aspects of dogs that can cause allergies. The best thing to do is to spend some time with dogs of the breed or mix you're considering and see how it goes. If you're thinking about getting a Labrador, for example, ask to borrow a friend's Labrador for an afternoon.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.